Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Amen. That is God. Amen. YouTube is with us. Amen. Amen. All right. Oh. Okay, as beautiful as this music is, and it really was beautiful music. They, like Pastor said, they won't let us play it, so I'm just going to skip us past that point, and they come.
Man, what a testimony to think when he was saying that this time, while you're looking for that, think about that. The Apostle Paul may have been beaten on the exact same location that those people were.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure that I'm not going to have anybody sign up for the get beaten like Paul trip when we go to Israel.
Yeah, we don't think that's necessary.
That's probably not a trip to Israel that'll draw a lot of people, but
what a thought.
What a thought.
Yeah.
What a thought. Yeah. Right now, there are people in Israel, and they're suffering that same persecution.
Yeah.
And, wow, help our brothers and sisters. Forgive me, Lord, that I haven't prayed for them more. Yeah. Just confess my sins publicly.
I think we probably all needed that brought to our forefront in our thoughts.
Yeah, and then he said, and we heard from the underground church of China, like,
yeah,
they're underground because they can't be above. They're going to let everybody know, hey, we're here. We're praying with you.
Yep.
I heard some Chinese people praying last night in the middle of the night. My goodness.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
I don't even know how to pray. I'm just a baby, an infant. I'm still in children's church.
Compared to them, yeah. And
I lost my gear. Go ahead.
I love how he said this is the glow equivalent of a global upper room. What a thought. Yeah.
It's a harvest.
Yeah.
It's just a harvest. I'm just overwhelmed, just driving in my truck on this old dirt road. I'm just overwhelmed with the glory of God. Go ahead. They got lots to say. You don't need to hear us. So
here we go.
Glory. Glory be to God. Glory. I can choose. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all, and in us all.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Separated.
Okay, let's find the next spot where there's not worship, because we know they will cut the sound out for us. But wow, isn't this amazing how God is pulling all of this together, and they're seeing it, and they have kept such amazing records of every prophecy that was spoken, every word that was spoken to them, and the dates and everything else, so that now they're able to look back and identify every step God put in place for them. It's just amazing to me. Some of you may be very mindful of writing down things. I know Brother Dan is amazing at that. I am not one that is so good at writing things down. I'll say God is helping me to become better at learning to write things down if they seem even the least little bit significant. But how awesome it is for them that they were mindful of that. They had somebody that thought, I don't know if this means anything or not, but I'm going to record it just in case. And now all of these years later, it has pulled everything together. It's amazing to me.
Think about it. And that's why Paul said, a good warfare with the prophecies that's been spoken over you. That's what he said. You got to war a good warfare at it. But, you know, if you don't write it down, it's very interesting. As powerful as, am I on? Can you hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
All right. As powerful as a word may be to you. And words are powerful. And you get a prophetic word from somebody and it just revolutionizes you. As powerful as it is, the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches will choke that word. So you have to write it down. It's not like we just started saying this, though.
Right.
His brother Dan spoke a really good word. We can actually now say a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And that is, write it down. Now, if you ask Sister Leanne, I got stuff written down everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were sitting the other day in the restaurant and pulled out about 15 fortune paper things. That we wrote down the date and where we were just for the sake of the date and where we were. And it was powerful as we sat there remembering.
Yeah.
When you look at the Old Testament, I heard Dr. Barkley talking about Memorial Day. When you look at the Old Testament, all through the Old Testament, God said to the children of Israel, gather them stones and put them in an altar, put them in a heap, so that your children will say, what is this heap of stones for?
Yeah.
And that's why we remember. And now, when you remember, now you can begin to transform your world by the thing that God has said and been saying to you. Yeah. You transform your word by it. Well,
yeah.
They got more words to say, or is it just worship? You got
to
have
communion
here somewhere.
Next. Yeah, there's more. There's more. I just found the end of the worship again for this session.
Wow.
I just wanted to, it just amazes me that somebody did. See, this is God speaking to me about seeing the importance of writing stuff down. Because even Mike Bickle, how easy would it have been for him to blow off some of this stuff as nothing? He's looking at the guy thinking, I don't even know what that is. Why, you know? But somebody still recorded it. He must have recorded it, even thinking there's no way, and I don't even know what that is.
Well, I've been in Mike Bickle's shoes before, where somebody comes and says something to it, and you're like, who is this person? and why did they just say that to me? And it seems that somebody somewhere trained him that a prophetic word is of the highest value.
Yeah.
And I know some people like, well, but nobody said, thus saith the Lord to me. So how is it a prophetic word? Because it's the word of prophecy. You didn't know that by your intelligence. You got that from God by the Holy Spirit. And now it's not a prophet of the Lord saying, thus saith the Lord. It is a prophetic utterance of a child of God saying, you might ought to pay attention to this.
Yeah. Yep. Amen. And welcome, Sister Sunday. Glad to have you with us. With everyone else. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Here we go.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, I thought I was at the end of the worship. I might have moved my slide. Oh my goodness. I promise you I was. There were people there talking and everything.
It's all right. It's all right. We're all right. What an amazing presence of God in this service. What an amazing presence of God. Absolutely
right.
Amazing.
Yeah, it is. Here we go.
All right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you and the Arab receiving communion together. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Skipping ahead again. I sure wish they would allow the music, because how powerful this music is and has been. I think we probably will continue to leave the IHOP prayer on our TV or on our computers or whatever from here on out. It's just beautiful. And it's a constant worship to the Lord. And we want to be in continuous worship.
And very organized prayer.
Yes, yes.
They're very, very effective at interceding.
Yeah.
And you will learn how to pray the Word of God, and you'll learn how to sing pray the Word of God.
Yeah, and actually,
beautiful.
If you go to the IHOP page and you scroll up a little bit, they have their prayers all written out with the scripture. So you can grab those prayers and pray right along with them, too, which is really awesome. All of the ones right now, of course, are Jerusalem-focused, but yeah, even regularly, you can grab any of those prayers to have to do, you know, devotional prayer anytime.
So is that all of that video? Is it done?
No, right now we're going back to Kansas City, and I think they said they were going to do some closing words. So, and I see Mike Bickle on the stage right now. So,
okay.
We'll go to that to finish up. I think he said there's like 10 more minutes. You know, they were going to do one more closing prayer at the end, I believe. No, that's still. Worship, it looks like. It might be the end of it here, guys. Yep, that was the end of it. So we hope. Well, we know you received from this and enjoyed it as much as we did. This is a special and amazing day, and it's going to be really, really exciting to see what God does with it from here. So thank you guys for joining us. Thank you everybody on YouTube that was with us. And have a wonderful rest of your day. Oh, I guess I should do this. Have a wonderful rest of your day and your Memorial weekend. I've been here listening and I did enjoy it. I'm glad you did, Rebecca. Pastor, did you have anything else you wanted to say, or did anybody have anything you want to add to this?
I just wanted to tell you to have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too. You too. Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing to see the all over the world come together. So thank you all again. Have a wonderful day, and we love you, and God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Goodbye.
Okay.